conversation as the holidays get closer and closer. Conversation about your appearance, how you get your family and your friends to say, wow, when you walk through the door. It's important when you look at people, the way the body looks. Fellow describing himself, Ken, as he used to have a 50-inch chest and a 38-inch waist. Yeah, people like that. But also, when you walk through the door, people look at your smile, and they will remember your smile if it's cool. A white smile can make a difference, the way people look at you, the way you get jobs. It's I think, an indicator of health as much as anything else, and also how warm and inviting you are as a person, as a human being. So we have Dr. Martin Ginniger with us. He's one of America's most renowned dentists, foremost expert in the science of teeth whitening. So we're happy to have Dr. Ginniger here to talk with Ken about how to present your best image. I was going to say your best foot forward, but you don't want your foot in your mouth.
Well, today we'll be talking about the upcoming holidays, Doug, and how to get your family and friends to say, wow, when you walk through that door. Yes, our weight is important, but many people forget your smile. It's the best asset you have in looking good, and a white smile can really make a difference in the way people look at you, how healthy you look, how warm and inviting you are as a person. My guest today is Dr. Martin Ginniger. He's one of America's most renowned dentists, and he's a foremost expert in the science of teeth whitening. Dr. Ginniger, welcome to the show.
It's a great honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, you say that yellow teeth can affect the way people look at you during the holidays. Is that proven?
It absolutely is. It's a lot of published research. First of all, you're going to be seeing a lot of people during the holidays. People are out shopping, going to the mall, going to office parties, they're going to be with families, and a lot of people are going to be looking at you. And really, as you said, if you have yellow teeth, that's perceived as making you look very old and unhealthy. In fact, I just read some published research from a major university that shows that people with yellow teeth look on average 13 years older. So really, if you want to give yourself during the holidays the best gift possible, to put your best foot forward, whitening your teeth is the way to go.
You developed a new technology, which is a tooth detergent. Isn't that what toothpaste is?
Unfortunately not. I think your audience would be very surprised to find out that in reality, toothpaste is 40% sand. And the problem with that is that sand scratches your teeth enamel, and as a result, your teeth actually pick up even more stain. Think about it, Dr. Ken. You've been using toothpaste for a long time, and everyone's using this white. Almost every toothpaste out there is a whitening toothpaste, but really we don't see anyone's teeth really getting much whiter. Yes, toothpaste clean, but they're scratching the enamel, picking up a lot of stain, and so it's really a vicious cycle. Now, on the other hand, I developed this new tooth detergent that you're talking about, Power Swabs, which is absolutely 100% non-abrasive and uses a patented detergent technology developed from coconuts. So it's an all-natural technology that actually lifts the stains off of your teeth.
Well, this is the holidays, we all know, so a lot of people drink red wine. Are yellow teeth mostly caused by drinking things like wine or mainly coffee or tea?
Well, it's really caused by all the things you mentioned, coffee, tea, wine, and don't forget about smoking. It comes from things like soda, even from medicines, as you probably know. So it's very easy to stain your teeth. And the problem is teeth stain very slowly, and sometimes people don't even notice it in their own mouths that their teeth are getting yellow. But they certainly are getting yellower and yellower as we age. And that was really one of my great motivations for developing Power Swabs. I wanted to make a system that was really easy to use. And in fact, with Power Swabs, people who just use it for the first time are going to get on average 2 shades whiter in just 5 minutes, and at least 6 shades whiter in 7 days. So it really is quite a bit easier now with my new innovation to get your teeth as white as they possibly can.
All right, so there's the story. Power Swabs works for you in 5 minutes. No messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour or more. Swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in five. And unlike the normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs uses a naturally derived tooth detergent, so it works on your teeth as well as, I'm talking about your natural teeth, as well as bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns. So here's the number to call for Power Swabs, 800-867-4089. Try it now. If you aren't convinced, use it. If it doesn't work, get your money back. And you get 50% off the retail price when you say you're listening to Dr. Ken. 800-867-4089. Get yourself Power Swabs now. Look better for the holidays. 800-867-4089.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What, do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review of some of the hot news from the world of medicine. Good news for coffee drinkers, Ken, it looks like.
Doug, this is out of the American Journal of Epidemiology. Heavy coffee drinkers, those who drink more than 4 cups a day, they may actually cut their risk of dying from cancers of the mouth and throat by nearly a half. Yes, it is good news. Coffee contains hundreds of biologically active compounds. Many of them are now known to have anti-cancer properties. Most of this cancer of the mouth and throat, it's due to smoking or excess alcohol or even from oral sex passing these viruses. So I'm not yet recommending that everybody drink a lot of coffee, but it's just good to know that there are some benefits.
What about coffee enemas?
You're on your own there.
I love to throw Ken every once in a while one of those. There we go. All right. Chantix. Is that even about Chantix? It's a drug you hear advertised a lot, radio, television, all newspaper, magazine ads for this. What's the story?
Right. This doesn't make Chantix a bad drug. It's just something you need to know when doctors figure out whether they should prescribe something. They always decide, is the risk of prescribing it worse than the risk of not prescribing it. And the FDA gave us a little warning about the smoking cessation drug, Chantix. It may increase the risk of cardiovascular events, Doug. There's a higher occurrence of major adverse cardiovascular events. These include death, heart attack, and stroke than with taking the drug than with placebo. And doctors need to weigh the risks of the drug against the benefits of its use because smoking is already a risk factor for heart disease.
All right. So as you are a noted cardiologist, a lot of the things that intrigue you are from the world of heart, circulatory issues, that sort of thing. Thus, perhaps the import of this next item about fainting. If you're healthy and you faint, that may mean you aren't healthy, I guess, right?
This is very important because sometimes people faint and they don't think much about it. This is out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this week, Doug. I'm glad you brought it up. And what was discovered is that one-time fainters, they're 74% more likely to eventually be admitted to a hospital for a heart attack and stroke, and five times more likely to need a pacemaker or an implantable cardioverted defibrillator at some point in the future. And this study suggests that even low-risk people who faint just need to be carefully evaluated by a physician.
All right, so another heart problem or risk for women who smoke.
This is out of Circulation, Arrhythmia, and Electrophysiology Medical Journal this week. That sudden cardiac death, Doug, it's responsible for up to 400,000 deaths outside of the hospital. It's a horrible problem. Every year it occurs in America, 400,000 people just suddenly drop down. And sudden cardiac death, it occurs when abnormal heart rhythms or arrhythmias cause the heart to stop pumping blood to the body. And women who are light or moderate smokers, we're talking about lighting up as little as once a day, still have an increased risk of sudden cardiac death. In this study, smoking just 1 to 14 cigarettes per day was associated with almost a twofold higher risk of sudden cardiac death compared to women who never smoked.
What a horrible reality, smoking and
People will tell you just one or two, oh, I barely smoke, but one here increased it dramatically, your risk of just dropping dead.
All right, fast-acting depression drugs, good, bad, and I want you to pronounce neuropsychopharmacology.
And this time of year, it's counterintuitive. You think it's the happiest time of the year.
Right.
For many, it's the saddest. Time just doesn't meet expectations. And there is some hope here. This is out of the American College of Neuropsychopharmacology meeting this week, or the Neuropsychopharmacology Medical Journal. It was also published in this week. This is an experimental antidepressant drug. It targets the brain in a different way than anything that else is out there. It appears to act both fast and last long. It's so new that the drug doesn't have yet a name. It still goes by some letters, GLYX-13. And so far, it's only given in an intravenous form. We're hoping that it'll soon be available in an oral form. It was given to those who had not responded to other antidepressants. But the good news is it begins to work within hours, and a single dose lasted about a week. And this is so important, Doug, because current medications for depression, they all take about 6 to 8 weeks for the full effect and at least 3 to 4 weeks to start working for most people. And you've heard the calls we get on the weekends from people who are depressed, that are near hurting themselves. You want something ideally that works really quick so you can avoid a death.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by Power Swabs. Clean your teeth quickly. Call 800-867-4089 for whiter, better teeth.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
All right.
It's beginning to look a lot.
What some people
like
describe as cornball time on the Doug Goodday program. Richie, though, and I and Roberta acknowledge that even though some of these tunes have been around for a long time, they weather better than my stories about E.F. Hutton.
I would agree with that. I can't believe you pulled that E.F. Hutton reference
out. Stop it, will you please?
Goodness.
All right, let's see. The top 10 most played Christmas songs on the radio this year, and pretty much in the last 10, 12 years, starting with number 10.
Number 10.
This is Bing Crosby's version of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. That is number 10, written by Meredith Wilson, one of the few goys that wrote Christmas music, interestingly enough. Most of the Christmas tunes are written by Jewish guys, including the next one,
number
9. A little weak on the voice there, as he's a big voice announcer. Brenda Lee.
Rocking around your Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Most popular version of this song, written by Johnny Marks. Let's keep moving, Richie.
Number 8.
I don't have enough computers, Doug.
Yeah, apparently not. Maybe I'll just do the big voice announcer. Bobby Helms with Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing a bushels of fun.
I always like this version of this song.
I didn't like this is the second version of the Bobby Helms.
Yeah. It's just not as good as the first version.
You know what? Let me see what.
You got the better one? Yeah. All right, let's keep moving. Number 7 on the list of the top 10 most played Christmas songs. Nat King Cole has the best version of this song, written by Mel Torme. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Some people call it the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
I love that guitar.
Jack Frost nipping.
The song was recorded 54 years ago. Nat King Cole only lived to be 46 years old. And in that time, he really made an impact on all sorts of musical interpretations of great songs. All right, so that's number 7. Let's get to number 6, Richie. I would not have thought this, but Whitney Houston's version of Do You Hear What I Hear is the most popular of this song. I would have thought it was Bing Crosby's.
Now, so,
what I know.
To this point, one of the top 5 most popular Christmas songs are all sung by dead people.
All right, well, let's fix that. Number 5.
He's making a list.
The Boss's version of Santa Claus Coming to Town is the most popular version on the radio of Santa Claus Coming to Town. Roberta woke up for this one. All right. All right. Number four, The Carpenters.
Have yourself.
My God, do I love this woman's voice.
Little Christmas.
So sad.
Let your heart.
She was bulimic. Couldn't survive.
What a voice.
Yeah. All right, so that's number four. That's a happy Christmas song. Number three.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Harry Connick's version of Let It Snow.
I like it.
Another couple of Jewish guys, Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn, wrote this. Number two.
I would have thought that
Harry
Horn.
Well, it
okay.
Yeah. Eurythmics version of Winter Wonderland is number two on the radio. And the number one version of this tune, as far as I'm concerned, this pretty much makes it for whether it's on the radio or anyplace else. Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, number one on the radio.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
You get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for about...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Absolutely have rocks in your head. I try to just so
once I get used to something.
Know, you're like a machine.
Yeah,
in a sense.
All right, well here, let's try.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring, tink, tingling too.
Because I know you like Christmas music.
I do. I think we have to get ourselves into the Christmas spirit.
Oh, whoa! Right. I'm sorry. I just heard this, and I have to hear this. I have to hear what this sounds like.
You have to hear it.
I think you will like this a little bit better.
Okay. What about Roberta?
Du lieber, das ist gut.
Silver bells.
Wie gory, but you're cute.
It's Christmas time.
Judy Garland.
In the city.
Isn't that?
Ring-a-ling.
Doris Day.
Nope.
Close. Give them ring.
Debbie Reynolds.
He won't guess the woman.
This is from Holiday Inn. Right?
I think I see
St. Nick. I don't think so.
Do you want to have somebody identify it?
I'll just give it to you because I'm waiting for the male voice. You heard him once.
Bing Crosby.
No.
I heard Bing Crosby's voice. Now.
Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell.
Marilyn Maxwell, I knew we were again. This is really a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie. Yeah, my rusty record, bring the records.
I just saw Bob Hope up there, and
you pulled it.
Somebody sent me yesterday a link to a never aired Carol Burnett skit.
Oh my God!
Did
was
you
that
watch
hysterical?
That?
Oh, oh!
I wish we could play.
Oh my God! Was that funny? It was hysterical,
and the
Roberta.
It was never aired.
I didn't see it.
Oh,
the
we
reason
did listen?
I'll send you the link. The reason it was never aired is because. They were just Tim Conway and Carol Burnett and Vicki Lawrence were just cutting up, trying to kill each other, cracking
right.
each other up.
Right.
And the language that they used was just unbearable.
Right.
Now, they edited the skit down and it got on the air, but this never made it on the air. But just to watch, the Carol Burnett show was always a fun show.
Yeah.
And just to watch those three cut each other up is hysterical.
Well, it wasn't so much that. It was just how they all put it together. It's just, I wish we could, why don't we can post it at DougStephan.com.
I can do that.
Yeah, post it.
Okay.
Right, post it there. We have a lot of things posted at DougStephan.com. The Better Living Box has lots of things. Andrea Metcalf's 12 Days of Fitness Challenge. Get the details and enter into her contest through our connection to the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com. Watch for Tom Kreitler's blog on the five hazardous holiday plants you have to be careful of. That's in the Better Living Box as well.
And we have Carol Allen's romance tips for women. Women. Actually, men should read this because then they can get a clue, Richie. You ought to read Carol Allen's tips.
I'm married. Why do I need a clue?
Yeah, right. Well, that pretty much explains it right there. All right, Roberta, have you read her blogs? You should read her blogs. You would like her. As if there's anybody on the program that would like her blogs, you would.
Oh, yeah.
You'd dig her. She's very cool. Carol Allen in the Better Living Box at DougStephan.com. What are you listening to? What is that? What am I listening? What do I hear? Yeah. I hear.
She's listening to some Christmas video.
All right. Roberta, could you pay attention to what we're doing here?
Bruce.
Be very nice. Yeah, it probably is. All right, Christmas time.
I'm not telling.
I know you aren't. The poll today at DougStephan.com asks about the hottest trend today in gift giving is gift re-gifting.
Oh, that's as old as the hills.
Well, but more and more people are doing it.
Everybody's done that.
There are some surveys today. We have them posted at DougStephan.com about re-gifting, whether or not it is, whether it's accepted or not. By some accounts, when I was a kid, I was told never to do that, even as a younger adult. But most Americans do it. Do you?
Of course.
Repackaged, rewrapped, re-sent presents that you didn't want.
Of course.
There's a survey out.
How long do you wait?
From Home Goods. Well, that's, I think that's part of the survey. Here we go. 1,000 people responded to this. 65% said they regifted a gift within the first year. One-third over a period of 3 years, and many are repeat regifters. A survey finds 79% of people believe regifting is acceptable because of the recession, people becoming... I don't know whether it's more thoughtful or less thoughtful. I guess it depends on... I guess it doesn't make any difference. If you don't use it, you don't want it, why not give it... It's like abundance. We were talking about this earlier. Put it back out in the universe. Don't put it in the closet. Don't put it in the cellar. Don't put it away. Move it.
Yep.
Keep it moving. Keep
recycling.
It moving.
Regifting is the ultimate recycling.
So our poll today at DougStephan.com, are you a re-gifter? A yes? B, I wasn't before, but I'm going to be this year. C, no, it's tacky. D, I don't know what a re-gifter is. Well, we just explained what a re-gifter is. Yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com, thanks to those of you who participated. We always have thousands of folks who look at the website, and then they kind of see, what do I have to do here? Some new people. Oh, okay, there's a poll. I'll take that. Who's been the most difficult to shop for? A, let me see the numbers. Let's have the numbers speak for themselves. 37% said, I haven't done any Christmas shopping yet. 22% of you said, my spouse or significant other. Hello. Let's see here. 13% said another relative. 10% said one or more of my children. 8% said my parents. 5% said a friend. 3% co-worker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in terms of your own Christmas buying, who is the most difficult person for you to get a gift for, Roberta? Who do you work on the hardest?
Myself.
Oh, that's a good one.
Getting a gift for yourself. Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
A lot of people do
that. Of course.
That.
Buy a gift for yourself. I never thought about that.
A little something for you,
really?
A little something for me.
Yeah, really?
Of course.
Do you do that, Richie? Come on, honest engine here.
I don't, but I mean, I always get what I want. Well, no, I don't always get what I want, but you know, if you want something, you try and go out and get it. And at Christmas time, I usually get myself something decent.
You do. I've never done that in my life.
Really?
I would never even have thought about it. I don't buy Christmas presents anywhere. Anyway, this year, I don't know.
Just give away free stuff you get.
Well, yeah, I can do that. But for the first time, Meredith has brought me back to Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And it's just okay. So what am I going to, just enjoy the tree, look at the lights, enjoy the feelings that go with it, or do I really go? And I don't really want to go because I think I would be being a hypocrite if I really went crazy. And I wouldn't anyway because I don't want to spend the money. But my children and I talk about this often, and they have agreed. Megan always fills up a stocking for me. But this year, because she's off doing something and Brennan's off doing something, we're not going to be together, the three of us. And Meredith is going to her home, so I'll be on an airplane. I'm not going to be with anybody at Christmas. I'm going to go. I have to go to Los Angeles because Megan's birthday is the 27th, so I'll go out Christmas Day. And by the way,
That's
this used to be
to
the
fly.
Rule. No! Not anymore!
What do you mean?
It's crazy!
The prices.
I couldn't get a flight
on American, which is what I usually fly from Boston to L.A. When I go to L.A. this afternoon, I get on the usual American flight that I take. When I tried to get on that flight on Christmas Day, forget it.
Why are you going now and then coming back before Christmas?
Because there's a week in between when I come back and going out there, and there's a lot of work that I have to do on the farm.
Mm.
So, and it's this time of year. I mean, before Christmas, it's cheap. Not a big deal. So I'll be back here on Monday.
That's amazing that on Christmas Day, it's
expensive. But Christmas Day, I could only get on a flight that went through Chicago. Coming back on, when am I coming back? Friday. Her birthday is 27th. Coming back Friday the 28th. And it was okay, but it wasn't great. It just is. I was amazed. And Tom Parsons, when I called him to crab about it, Tom at bestfares.com, you can find his info at dougstefan.com, said to me, he said, "You remember I told you last Friday that it was going to be busy on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?" Because I normally would fly on Christmas Eve. I remember flying many times on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day if there was nothing going on in my life. And it was like a ghost town at the airport. But everything is apparently packed. So, something for you to keep in mind. It may be too late if you're
flying. Airfare's really crazy right
now. Oh, nuts!
Yeah.
Nuts. Aye. Okay. I'm going to set some, by the way, John Harper, who runs our station in Melbourne, WMEL, said to me, "Richie, enjoy the Christmas songs and the DJ talk-up you're doing. Sounds like you're a jock again." Now, how many people listening would actually appreciate that? Thank you, John. I appreciate your acknowledging that, because that sort of is how I feel when I run into a little music here and there. As a full-service morning program, we're all about what the issues of the day are, what people are talking about, things that you may not have thought about, lots of fun, little music here and there. Speaking of things that people are talking about, on The View yesterday, listen to this. I want you to think about this for a moment, and then I want you to spend a moment, if you will, at 800-510-8255. I want to get a take on this from Roberta and Rich. The ladies on The View talk about the appropriateness of a French teacher giving students an assignment. Listen to the assignment.
Uh-oh.
A teacher in France has been suspended for asking his 13 and 14-year-old students to write their own suicide notes. The assignment asked students to write down events that happened in their lives that could lead them to kill themselves. Now, the parents were not up in arms. They thought it was an amazing assignment, and as did the kids. Well, but others are up in arms.
Well, I think the suicide rate in France, I think, is 40% higher than it is here. It's something that obviously comes up more there. However, I think that a teacher with 13 or 14-year-old students, as a parent, I would think, why? Because part of the assignment was list the things that you despise about yourself, that, you know, disgust you about yourself. Why? Mm-hmm. Spend one minute as a 13 or 14. It's hard enough to have esteem between cyberbullying and, you know, in a world where everyone tells you you're not good enough. Why make kids write down what they hate about themselves?
Huh. What do you think of that?
It's who the French for you, man.
I know.
That's the French. I'm not surprised.
All right, but I could envision that happening here. There are enough crazy teachers that would come up with that as an assignment.
Well, you know, if their suicide rate is 40% higher, as she said, and I don't know if that figure is accurate or not, then certainly this should be something that they should be talking about in the schools, especially mm-hmm. starting at the age of 13, 14 years old. Yes.
All right, let's ask that question.
There should be a dialogue.
800-510-8255. What would you do if one of the teachers your children had in school suggested that there ought to be a dialogue or a discussion of suicide in the classroom? What would your attitude be toward that discussion?
There's a little bit of a difference.
Can you do a couple commercials while people are thinking about it, and then you can tell us what you think?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much, Rich.
A brain transplant. Would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
For busy moms, time flies when you're running a household and prepping for the holidays. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Research from visualeconomics.com says that during the holidays, people spend almost 4 hours per day doing household activities and taking care of their family. Add on those big holiday meals that are on the menu, and cooking a holiday feast can seem like a daunting task. For more than 90 years, Frigidaire's legendary innovations have helped bring time-saving efficiency to the home. The new Frigidaire Gallery range with Symmetry double ovens means double the meals in half the time. With two large ovens, each big enough to cook a 28-pound turkey, holiday hosts have the flexibility to prepare multiple dishes at the same time, even at different temperatures. Thanks to truly time-saving appliances, Frigidaire is giving Americans the gift of time this holiday season. Visit the Frigidaire Time Machine app at facebook.com/Frigidaire to enter for your chance to win efficient time-saving appliances for your home.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Great.
From Jack Kevorkian's greatest hits, his jazz album.
Wait, is this on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
This is one of his songs on his jazz album called A Very Still Life.
We have these rolling conversations, and we've been discussing the issue off the air, so I don't know whether Richie's got this on the air or off the air. Yeah, Jack Kevorkian was a Dr. Death, remember? And yet he helped so many people accomplish what they wanted to do. State of Massachusetts just had a referendum, I think some other states did too this year, on whether or not to offer assisted suicide, help from a doctor, prescriptions and stuff, and it passed. And I voted for it, frankly. So, the issue, if you're just joining us, there is a story where a teacher gave his class an assignment to write a suicide note for themselves. Jonathan, listening to KTSM. Hi, Jonathan.
Good morning, guys.
So, would you commit suicide? I guess maybe that's a place to start. Would you contemplate suicide yourself?
No, I would not.
Okay. So, does anybody in your family think that it's okay? Has anybody committed suicide in your family?
No, we don't have a history of suicide. But, I have to give the French props, I guess, on this one subject, because we have a stupid person population problem in this country. Like I said, I don't condone it. I don't agree with it. But if you're stupid enough to kill yourself, you're probably not much useful for anything else. So I kind of agree with
it. Guess that's one way of looking at it. Yep. All right. So if you're dumb enough to offer yourself, then you ought to be gone. That's it. All right. Thank you.
Hey, listen, nature weeds out. Yes. The weak, right?
Right. Yeah, it does. Survival of the fittest.
Many people say that people who commit suicide are weak. They can't handle what's going on, so they take the option out.
Huh. I don't know that I would agree with that, but I can understand how a couple of people in my life have committed suicide. A fellow that was very, very close to us in England. And in England, by the way, this is very accepted. Nobody pays any attention at all. This guy committed suicide. His mother committed suicide. They were sick, and they just decided they didn't want to suffer.
Yeah, but it's a different thing.
Why is it different?
If you're terminally ill and you take your life versus the woman who answered the phone who was the nurse in
right,
London.
That's what, yeah. All right, the thing that is current in my mind about suicide, you need to have all the facts. You need to have gone to any number of doctors. I know people who were really sick according to conventional medicine. They went to alternative practitioners and lived for 4, 5, 6 years after that. So, food for thought from Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Okay, guys, calm down.
Easy.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. Soon my Mr. Wright was seated by my side.
All right, so this is Natalie Cole from the 1994 remake of Miracle on 34th Street, Jingle Bells. I kind of remember this movie. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. I don't remember. I'm not big on Christmas movies anyway. Here I go again. Other than Love Actually, that's not really a Christmas. Well, it is kind of a Christmas. A nice, good feel movie.
Remember Die Hard, Lethal Weapon?
Yeah, that's a good Christmas movie.
Yes.
Right.
Feel good movies.
Don't forget Batman Returns.
That's right. Yeah.
Isn't there one of those coming out? No, not Batman, but what's the big violent action film for Christmas this year?
I think it's Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise is the action movie coming out right around that day.
All right, so this one, did this leave an impact, the remake of Miracle on 34th Street? I don't remember.
You know what, it's funny, the day it opened, the weekend it opened didn't do much business, and so it did a quick fade, but I like the remake.
It's on TV all the time, it's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our contest so you have a chance to win one of these Pure Attitude creams, lotions, $150 worth of great Christmas items for somebody you love or maybe for yourself. This is the number one movie from Christmas 2003. All right, if that helps you a little bit. Mm-hmm. And most people remember this because I really think this was quite a popular movie. Here's the first clue.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Got it.
800-510-8255. If you know the name of the movie, like to win the prize.
Here's a clue. Doug can't stand this guy.
Right, exactly. He's an anchor. Wasn't he a news anchor in a movie?
He was a news anchor in a movie, that's right.
All right, next clue.
This place reminds you of Santa's workshop. Except it smells like mushrooms and everyone looks like they want to hurt me.
Yeah, he was
at the Green Bay Packer game Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah. He was doing cheers in the stand. I don't know if it was some sort of promotional gig or why what was going
Maybe
on.
Maybe he's shooting something from a movie. All right, here's the last clue.
Santa's coming to Santa! Oh, my God!
I know him!
All right.
James Caan was in this movie, Doug.
800, okay, that's fine. Did he shoot one of the elves? Or
he did? No.
800-510-8255. Figure out the movie. You get the prize if you're first one in here. Chucker's got movie news in a moment on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
All right, Chucky, you wanted to be heard, so here's your chance.
Well, first some movie news. Tonight, the Peter Jackson's The Hobbit opens at midnight with 74% positive reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, although no real raves. Most people say it's pretty tepid. 3 hours long with a hour and about 15 minutes of story, although the 24 frames per second I think is going to draw some curiosity seekers. I'm curious, but I have no reason to get a headache or vomit seeing that process. Other news, although critics say it's a little too long, Quentin Tarantino's The Django Unchained getting really good reviews. It's a homage to spaghetti westerns and opens on Christmas Day. And I just wanted to say last night I brought my daughter, Sydney, 7 years old, at the cinema to see the Home Alone One Night revival. And I got to say it was worth seeing the smile on her face when Joe Pesci got his head blowtorched. She really lit up like a Christmas tree. And I enjoyed seeing myself. I do agree with Rich. It is a Christmas staple and a classic film.
Yeah.
All right. You don't agree with
it. It's cartoon violence, so don't be a sissy.
What do you mean? All right, do we have the Golden Globe now? Those are going on now, right? Golden Globe
nomination. They just finished up.
They went on about a half hour ago.
Yeah.
But they weren't released on the internet when I came on the air, so don't
worry. All right. So, well, we're
tomorrow,
right up on
tomorrow.
All right, Carlisle is in Boston. What's the name of the movie?
Elf.
Elf. Did you see it at what age?
I saw it, the year it came out. I don't know how old I was.
2003. How old are you now?
26.
All right, so let's see, go back a little bit. You were a teenager. That's probably just enough. Hold on a minute. You get the prize.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.